WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to a calmer, more fulfilling life. Ever feel like your inner voice is more like a grumpy drill sergeant than a supportive cheerleader? I get it. We all have those days when negativity seems to creep in and take over. But guess what? You have the power to change that narrative. That's right, you can train your mind to be your biggest champion with something called positive self-talk. It's not about being Pollyanna-ish or ignoring reality, it's about choosing kind, empowering words to fuel your journey. Think of it like this. You wouldn't talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself, would you? So why treat yourself any differently? Alright, let's dive into 5 powerful strategies to master the art of positive self-talk. 1. Identify your negative thoughts. This is like getting a head start on your own mind game. Pay attention to those pesky thoughts that drag you down. Are they based on facts or just fair assumptions? Recognizing them is the first step to silencing them. Remember, you can't fight what you don't acknowledge. 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Once you spot those negative voices, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, our negativity stems from distorted thinking patterns. Challenge those assumptions with logic and reason. You'd be surprised how quickly those thoughts lose their power when you start questioning them. 3. Replace negativity with positivity. Now comes the fun part. For every negative thought, try crafting a positive affirmation. Instead of "I can't do this," say "I'm capable and I'll give it my best shot." Even small shifts in language can make a huge difference in how you feel about yourself. Think of affirmations as mental high fives that keep you going. 4. Practice makes perfect. Like any skill, positive self-talk takes practice. Don't expect to become a master overnight. Be patient with yourself and celebrate your progress along the way. Remember, it's a journey, not a race. 5. Seek support when you need it. We all have those days when negativity feels overwhelming. Don't be afraid to reach out for support from friends, family, or even a therapist. Sometimes, just talking about your struggles can make a world of difference. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like that same old negative thinking is holding you back. You know that feeling when you start doubting yourself before even trying something new? I've been there, trust me. But then I realized that my words had the power to either build me up or tear me down. A few months ago, I was about to give a presentation at a conference. My heart was racing, and those familiar negative thoughts started creeping in. What if I mess up? What if people think I'm not good enough? But then I stopped myself. I took a deep breath and reminded myself of my strengths. I've prepared well, I know this topic inside out, and I'm passionate about sharing it with others. By choosing positive self-talk, I shifted my mindset from fear to confidence. And guess what? The presentation went amazingly. The audience was engaged, they asked great questions, and I felt a sense of accomplishment I hadn't expected. It was a powerful reminder that the words we choose truly shape our experiences. Remember, you are capable, worthy, and deserving of happiness. By practicing positive self-talk, you can unlock your full potential and create a life filled with joy and fulfillment. So take action today. Start by identifying those negative thoughts, challenging them with logic, and replacing them with empowering affirmations. Every time you choose kindness over criticism, you are taking a step towards becoming the best version of yourself. And remember, I'm cheering you on every step of the way. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could benefit from a little positivity in their lives. And if you have any insights or stories to share about your own journey with positive self-talk, hit us up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay calm, stay kind, and never stop believing in yourself. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.